This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Did what we asked. We said 9 games you got against bad baseball teams, the bare minimum requirement of success for this stretch is 6-3. You want to stay in the hunt? Go 6-3. Well, gold, that's exactly what they did. They went 6-3. And so what they get is, in my opinion, is a reprieve of a team that is playing, again, since the All-Star break or since they've made these trades, some pretty decent baseball. Are they too far behind the eight ball to actually catch up the games needed? Maybe. They're still 4 games back. They felt like they've been 4 games back of a wild card spot for the better part of 2 months. I will say, they were 4, 6, and 7 games back at one point of the 3 wildcard teams, and now they're 4, 4.5, and 4.5. So they made up ground on 2 of the teams who were above them. They put the Texas Rangers, who they're getting ready to start a series at Kauffman tonight, in their rear view for now, and they didn't lose any ground against these teams. I've been pleasantly surprised with how they're playing. Honestly, the difference it has made for them to have qualified hitters in the back part of the lineup has been tremendous for the, plus Salvi, Bobby, and Vinny have all been hitting well, so that stuff goes a long way, and they've still been pitching okay, so yeah, you get to survive another day. Now, do you want me to give you a benchmark for where you got to do the next 6 games? Because I can, but they did what we asked. And also, I feel like the Cam Devaney truthers have been a little quiet lately since Adam Frazier's
been good. Could you imagine what the homestand
has been good the entire time he's been here?
Could you imagine what the 9-game stretch would have been like if they had Cam Devaney instead? Like instead of 6-3, they might have been undefeated. Yeah, that's what's crazy about it. Not Adam Frazier, who's
been
hitting
right there
very, very well.
Yankees,
Adam Frazier's been one of their best hitters the last 3 weeks. Anyway,
he's hitting like 330.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Good for him. Very happy to see that. There were people so upset with us that day. Oh, how could you guys say it was an okay move? Could you say it's a nothing burger? How turned out actually to be much more than a nothing burger. It's been a very, very big positive. What's Cam Devaney doing these days? Is he still in the minors for the Pirates, or does he get called up?
He has not been called up. I did look.
Oh, I thought he was so good, though. Clearly, he should have been called up.
I did look. And the Pirates, I mean, they stink.
They
got room to take a chance on a player. So
you're saying Cam's still in Indianapolis right now?
Yeah.
And again, this is never like about him. He's just
what's the AAA team? The clowns?
You used to be the clowns. It's the Indians.
Oh, dang.
Ooh. Yeah, baseball team.
Wait for it. Excuse me?
Hang on. I had you guys look up the mat. I had you guys look up Rowdy the mascot.
That's true.
Yes. Very.
I should go back to the clowns instead. At least show some respect for the Negro Leagues baseball, you know, and the heritage beyond it. But anyway, I have been, honestly, the Royals are playing exactly right now. They are playing exactly like the team I thought they were going to the year. Scrappy, good fight, good pitching, just enough offense to win some baseball game, and bring me a little clutch hitting. Just bring me, Vinny's got some of the best RBI numbers in the league after the 7th inning. Just give me a little bit of like Clutch hitting, like yesterday was a perfect example of that. They could not hit for six innings in a baseball game, and then they just started going bombs away for a couple of innings and got a run away with a sweep.
Yeah, so a couple of things. One, I agree with you with where they're at. The fact they went 6-3 during this stretch, it keeps them in it. They did the minimum of what we thought they needed to do during the nine-game stretch, and that was, at minimum, go 6-3. And they salvaged it by sweeping the Chicago White Sox, something that they desperately needed to do. The White Sox haven't won in Kansas City in like 14 games, I believe, going back to last season as well. So you keep the bad team bad and keep the bad team down, however you want to phrase it, and that's what the Royals were able to do. All right, well, now you live to fight another day. Here comes another seven-game stretch, games against the Rangers, games against the Tigers.
At least 4-3 during those.
I think over the next 10 or 11 games, they play just the Tigers and the Rangers. Like, because they play the Rangers.
And the White Sox are in there somewhere.
The White Sox, that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's the same grouping of teams basically over the next 2 weeks that they're going to play on a rotation. And so the same thing, break it down another seven-game chunk. What do they have to do during that? At minimum, 4-3. At minimum, obviously you would love 5-2, but 4-3. Luckily, the Rangers are not playing quite as good a baseball. You pass them in the wild card standings now. But this is the game that they have to play to stay alive. Can we get to September and we're having the same conversation? Here's another five-game stretch. Got to have a winning stretch of five. You know, that's that's what this past nine games did. It allowed them to stay alive, to still make you believe a little bit that they can figure this thing out. And I also think someone that probably does deserve some credit, two people that deserve credit during the stretch. Berger continues to pitch very, very well, looks very promising for the future. We're going to talk about Noah Cameron later. He continues to have an unbelievable year. And then since moving down in the order,
Jonathan India,
he's come up with some big time hits in big moments.
Power stroke.
In big moments. Of course, the home run yesterday they were down 2-0 right at the time. Jonathan India was able to come up with a massive hit. He deserves some credit. He's got three home runs and eight RBI since the switch.
Good. Hey, look, if you find your spot in the lineup that works, fine with me. Obviously, Yaz had that like 1-for-25 stretch, but he was still getting on base and scoring some runs. And we've seen, look, they have a qualified major league lineup. And that was honestly a huge chunk of their issue for a good chunk of the season. MJ Melendez and Jack Caglione, who we'll talk about here in a little bit, weren't giving them major league at bats in the bottom part of the order. And as a result of that, they couldn't make up enough of a difference in the top part of the order. And they couldn't hang on. I'm most impressed by their ability to continue to pitch. They have done. Lugo spent a week and a half or 2 weeks on the IL, and Cole Reagans, was it June? When was the last, what was the last month he pitched in? Because he missed time, came back, and then pretty immediately went back on the
IL. Yeah, it was either the first week of July or late June. I can't remember.
And then was immediately back on the injured list and hasn't come off it. Their pitching has what's kept them alive. Now, not going to pretend like the rest of this month isn't going to tell it. I wouldn't even break it down, like Gold, you said, to the next 7 games, 4-3. Because what we know is by September 1st, you're going to need to be a certain position in the standings. And you've got six against the team who has one of the better records in the American League against the Tigers. You got three more against a laughingstock of a baseball team in the White Sox, who you just swept. And then four against the Rangers, a team who is in the same camp as you a good chunk of the year, but playing worse. And so I think for these next, how many games that add up to? 7, 10, 13 games to wrap up the rest. 7-6 isn't going to get it done. We're right back to the same thing. Give me 8-5. And I will continue to discuss you as a playoff team who deserves a chance in September. The good news is that it's August 18th.
And they're two above 500.
And despite their struggles, they've not played themselves out of the playoffs. They got a long way to go. And I'll tell you why, why I think Cags could help that here in just a little bit. But they got a long way to go. But at least on August 18th, they're still in it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.